Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are talking to you on Thursday, the 4th of November.
That it is. I was going to ask, is it like, I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say something to the fact that it was like the 4th of holiday.
No. Okay. That'd be a negatory, Tyler. We are entering holiday season, though. As a reminder, if you're not a subscriber to the True Fitness Academy newsletter, we will be sending out our playbook to the holidays on Monday. With a couple extra special gifts as well for only newsletter subscribers. So, subscribe by Monday or you will miss out on this massive prize. If you were to subscribe, as Tyler always reminds me to say, go on to the True Fitness Academy website, www.truefitnessacademy.com, and you can sign up at the top right of the screen, right under our beautiful faces.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. All right, today marks the end of our Posture.
Get it straight.
Posture, get it straight. Our section on posture. We've been doing the last few weeks. Thursday has been posture days. I figure we've covered a lot of the basics. We'll come back to this assuredly in the future. But we just wanted to kind of give you a wrap up of everything that's been happening with posture.
So what has happened with posture?
Oh, what has happened? So week one, we talked about good posture. Week two, we talked about kyphosis, lordosis.
Yes.
Week three, we talked about flat back posture. Week four, last week, we talked about hip mobility. So this week, we're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And finish things off. Tyler, what are you eating?
You know those little strawberry things that you can get at like doctor's offices and stuff? They're so tasty.
Oh, Did you have saltwater taffy and you didn't give me any?
I know, I went to San Francisco this week.
You didn't give me a damn saltwater taffy?
I'm sorry, that was the last of it too.
I'm tempted to cut this podcast short and go be angry in my room.
I'm sorry.
I love saltwater taffy. At least you didn't go to Monterey and not give me any saltwater taffy, because they have better saltwater taffy.
I got saltwater taffy though.
Yeah, but not Monterey saltwater taffy, which is the world's best saltwater taffy.
Still saltwater taffy, I guess.
No, I'm just not. Saying. It's. I'm still angry, but I'm not fuming mad. I'm just kind of angry. Excuse me. What did you do in the city this week?
I went to the Scientific Museum and saw an albino alligator.
Oh.
A very large bass. Some exhibits on global warming. There was a planetarium. That was kind of cool. It was a little weird because they talked about like the Big Bang Theory and like they were claiming all this stuff as facts, and I was just kind of like, I don't know how much of all this I believe. And
right.
It was just kind of cool looking. That was more entertaining. It was just the designs, but let's see what else was there. It was cool though. It was well worth it.
Yeah. Anything else exciting happened this week for you?
Not really.
Any moving and shaking in the world of Tyler?
I'm working out every day.
That sounds really enthusiastic.
Every morning I've been working out.
Okay. I just happened to start a new position at a new gym.
That you did.
Which is good. So if you guys are in the Walnut Creek, Pleasant Hill area, look me up. Just send me an email and I'll say, I just don't want to say it on the air because I'm not sure about legalities and all that. So just pop me an email and we can talk about training in the East Bay area. And that's fun. It's a nice little small private training gym, so I like it.
If somebody wanted to email you, how would they email you?
Send it to podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
So you want that one instead of your name?
Yeah, I think that one's the best one to send it to, just because you never check the podcast one. No. So.
But if you want to email me, tyler@truefitnessacademy.com.
You check that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right.
I will if people start emailing me.
Okay. We'll send them some emails and we'll get this going.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's just do a quick review of good posture. Good posture is not a straight back. It is a gradual S-curve through your spine, correct?
Yes.
So if you want to see pictures of that, go back into our archives at the top of the True Fitness Academy website, and you can pull up pictures from the original posture one. I'm not going to repost them because that's redundant. Flat back posture is one where it goes pretty much your back is entirely flat. You have tight hamstrings. Your hip flexors are loose, and it's just bad all over. Reverse of that would be kyphosis lordosis, which is the rounding of the upper shoulders and an increased lumbar curve. Lumbar curve meaning your back. It's a really awkward position, but for some reason, very popular in most American postures.
I'd say it's because people sit at desks a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then last week we talked about hip mobility. Go see the video on our YouTube page or go back into the archives. There's some really good hip mobility things. Plus you get to see Tyler and I. And I'm wearing my awesome Make It Rain Money headband, which is pretty fab. If you're not gonna, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty great.
It's pretty something.
It's awesome. Don't make fun.
I'm just saying it's pretty something.
Shut it. So just to recap all of posture, there are a couple key points I wanted to talk about and make sure that were underlined. And I also kind of wanted to rant on the a couple things. So
let's go.
Let's head into it. So why do we look at posture? Because posture obviously makes you feel better, right?
Yes.
Good posture increases performance with athletics, with day-to-day activities, and some unmentionables as well. Wink!
Get it on.
Get it on. So that's all good stuff. Posture also increases your ability to do things for longer periods of time. So if you have good posture while gardening, you'll be able to garden for longer. Plus, well, as you get older, you won't need a cane. You won't need a walker. You won't need a Rascal Scooter. I've said this many times, but still, Rascal Scooters.
What if you want a Rascal Scooter?
Then you can go to hell. Like, I hate that.
But what about, like, I'd ride one around right now.
No.
Why not? Those things are cool.
No.
I'd put, like, a battering ram on the front of it.
No.
Maybe, like, an airsoft gun.
No.
Start shooting people.
No.
Water gun? So people maybe wouldn't get hurt?
No. No.
Come on.
Uh-uh.
On the wheels, I could have spikes and, like, roll over people's shins?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No fun. Because here's the deal. Like, do you want to become, like, those, like, Idiocracy, not even Idiocracy, like, the people from, what's that cartoon movie?
Wall-E.
Yeah, you don't want to become that.
I fat wouldn't, independent. Though.
Yeah, you would.
I work out.
Oh, so that covers all the sins. So oh, I could, don't I, worry, I worked
can,
out.
I can do that.
No.
I could have a scooter.
Why? Why would you want one?
Why not?
Because it's silly and stupid. Why would you, it's like one of those things.
That can't be your argument because half the stuff that you and I both do regularly is silly and stupid.
Okay, here's what. It makes you sit more, which increases poor posture.
Okay, I sit at my computer majority of the day.
Exactly. So why would you want to sit while you're around town? Increases your sitting.
Still awesome.
Decreases muscle activation, means burning less calories throughout the day.
You get to hit people with airsoft gun pellets.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so that one gets knocked out.
I can carry around an airsoft gun right now.
Yeah, but it's kind of the concept that a kid can shoot somebody with an airsoft gun, it's okay, but if you shoot somebody with an airsoft gun, you're going to jail. I, on my scooter with an airsoft gun, people are going to be like, oh, that's funny, it's a tank.
When no, they won't. No, they won't.
With an airsoft gun, people are going to be like, oh, gosh, this guy could kill everybody. That's bull crap. Columbine.
No, it has an orange tip. They won't notice. They'll be like, oh, it's an orange tip. He really can't hurt anyone. But no, I think you're greatly overestimating the people's ability to... Because when I see someone who's in a Rascal Scooter, I'm like, oh, that guy's a moron. Like, that guy has no self-control. That guy has either been in a stroke or an accident or is just really lazy.
So, you just said that you... Okay. If they have a Rascal Scooter, you automatically go, that guy's a moron.
Or... But
then you just said that they have a stroke.
So, it's either moron or medical case. One of the two. That's it. There's very little middle ground.
So, why can't the people with a medical case, like,
Yeah, but you don't have a medical case though.
I could work on that.
If you did have a medical case, then we talk.
I could work on a medical case.
You really want me to break your legs again?
No, but I'm just saying that I could work on it. Rascal Scooters, that's just good, clean fun.
No, it's not. Okay, maybe like occasionally, but not on a day-to-day basis.
I'm not gonna...
Because the way you're making it sound is like you want to do it every single day.
When I go grocery shopping.
No.
Because it has a little basket. It's easy to hit things in. And then I could get the claw.
Tyler, you are the person who complains the most about these people in the grocery store and at Disneyland. So you have no room to talk about this.
That's because at Disneyland...
Or in the... You complain about them in the grocery store, too.
Disneyland's easy to talk about in a more generalized topic. Is that I always get hit by the Rascal Scootle people and the people with strollers.
Uh-huh.
Reason why it pisses me is, A, they don't say I'm sorry. Or they could do what I would do, is I would ram into people and be like, get out of my way! Right. And just start using it as a battering ram, it then being okay because I, being the rammer, am okay with it.
Fine. Still, I will make fun of you if you use a Rascal Scooter and you don't need one. I will make fun of you.
I don't think you would.
I would absolutely make fun of you.
No.
Yeah. I already have a list of things I would say to you. It's not right here in front of me. I'm going to save them. We're really good, though.
I might have to go get a Rascal
Scooter. No, if you do, I will. You won't keep it in our house. You'll have to go put it at DP's.
No, I'd keep it. I'd park it right there.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I would.
You have your thing parked right there. I'm parking my thing right there.
Yeah, mine's a fitness thing, though.
So, mine.
You have your punching bag right over there.
I understand that, but that's outside. Yeah.
I still like taking up apples. No, it's regardless of space. It's still positioning. It's still taking up space.
It's fine.
Okay, then that's fine.
Okay, so my Rascal would be
fine. Then we're 2-1.
No, see, that doesn't count. Like, that, this, why are we, why is this a balancing act? Why do we have to
balance
this out? Because
you brought up that, so that's why it's
that
balancing
you have that thing right there. Why can't I have something right there?
You already
because
have
our one. that wall is off-centered.
It's all right. We like the contrapposto.
I don't.
Look. Yeah, we do. We have it all over our apartment.
I don't, though. It doesn't make it right. We might have it all over the apartment.
That means you do like it, though.
No.
If you have designed things, you do like the slightly off, not exactly symmetrical stuff.
I think the Rascal would be perfect.
No, right, that's there. Disgusting.
I think it would be good.
I don't
or
think
Or I could
so.
Park it in my room.
Yeah, you can put it in your room, and I will still...
And I will ride it everywhere. I'll ride it to the kitchen and back.
I will put a little of explosive in there so that while if you use it, it'll blow up right under your...
And then you can buy me a new one.
Nope, won't do that. You won't know it's me.
I just have audio proof.
Yep, but you can't prove it. I won't leave a trace. This is I'm joking right now. I'm not joking. I was seriously blow that crap up.
Okay,
things are
move
stupid.
On.
All right. So again, old people avoid using the Rascal Scooter by good posture. That's all we were talking about. Posture is pretty much the trade-off of mobility and stability, right?
Yes.
So if you want something to be mobile, it obviously can't be stable at the same time, right?
Uh-huh.
So you want the correct proportion of mobility to stability.
Yes.
So we've talked about that, about what exercises to do, about where it needs mobility and where it needs stability. So just to go over it again, ankle mobility, knee stability, hip mobility, lower back, lumbar back stability, thoracic spine mobility. And then you get into some complicated stuff where we won't go. But that's about it. And this is one thing that pisses me off a lot.
Do tell.
That no one, when they're designing a training program, and hardly anyone outside of a personal trainer will ever take posture into account into their training regimen, right?
Like, how so? Like exercises or in form?
Exercises or form. Really. I mean, like, most people, like, don't care about the fact that this, like a bench press, is going to actually make their posture worse. You know? They don't do any of the postural exercises or core work exercises that are actually going to make them stronger with their posture. Like, they won't do the planks. They won't do the bridges or whatever to actually strengthen their postural muscles. They'll just do the beach body muscles, you know? The purely superficial things that really don't make them strong.
So what would be the exercises that would be key to use?
I love the squat. You know, the squat's great. Anything, most people overemphasize the chest and the front of their body. So anything that does pulling would be great. Focusing on the hamstrings and the back. Like your mirror muscles, the muscles you can only see in the mirror. Focus on those bad boys.
In a mirror behind you.
Yeah, exactly. You can only see them in a mirror. Like, you have to turn around and see them.
You have to use them in, like, with two mirrors.
Yeah, or you can, I mean,
because saying, if you face the way that you said in a mirror, it means, like, yeah, but it looks like
known as,
chest.
They're commonly known as the mirror muscles.
Though. Okay.
You have to use a mirror to see them.
For the people that are listening, it would make sense. The mirror muscles are the ones that you look at in the mirror, like your chest, your abs, and your biceps.
But that's really not what they're commonly known as.
I understand that, but when you said that, it made it sound like that.
Yeah, but I said back and hamstrings, then, comma, your mirror muscles.
And so that's where I was just making sure that it was specified that it is a double mirror, where it'd be like,
no, you don't even need it. You face backwards and turn your head. Then I see it.
Okay. Or you could use two mirrors.
Or you could use two mirrors. Yeah. You're lazy Mr. Rascal Scooter.
Yeah.
I hate you. And then one other, a couple benefits of posture that are, take posture into account into your daily training. That's about that. A couple benefits that aren't really physically related, but when someone has really good posture, and it's not like stick up your butt posture, but like actually good, confident posture, you walk into a room and you command more attention, right? Like posture actually sets the mood of a conversation.
So I agree. Yeah. I walk into a room and I demand confidence and respect due to my posture.
Exactly. If you watch the Dog Whisperer, the way he uses his posture, like he's got really good posture. I was listening to a book by Malcolm Gladwell.
Okay, you won't let me have a Rascal Scooter, but you're listening to a Dog Whisperer.
I wasn't actually watching the Dog Whisperer. I was listening to a book that happened to have a portion of it about the Dog Whisperer.
Okay.
I wasn't actually watching it. Don't worry.
It's going to be like, really?
Yeah. No.
Really?
So the guy, so Malcolm Gladwell, the author of this book, he was talking about how the Dog Whisperer uses his posture to influence the dogs, and how a lot of people's posture conveys nervousness or tension to the dogs, and that's why they misbehave. So posture conveys a lot more than just how your muscles align. It also is a really, really important facet of unspoken communication. Pretty important. So that's about it for posture. I mean, you sleep better at night. There are so many things we could go off on. If you have any questions about it, just send us an email at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. You can also call us on our Google Voice account. Just click on the auto call on the site and you'll get a phone call on your cell phone or home phone from us, and you can leave us a message there. What else you got, T?
Nothing really. Do you want, like, personalized or? Like,
well, I'm done talking about posture, so I just wanted to know if you had anything to throw in.
No, I mean, posture's. It's one of those things that when I am at the gym, I notice, and I don't know if other people notice so much, but you can tell just by a person walking around. They could have the nicest workout clothes. They could have the iPod going, whatever. But you can tell by posture that they aren't comfortable going around. Like, you can tell someone's knowledge at the gym by their posture. My favorite is that there's a trainer at the gym that I work at in the mornings that over-embellishes his chest when he walks around.
Oh, he's like peacocking almost?
Yeah, like complete peacock, just blooms his chest feathers around, and it is hilarious to then watch him train, because he can walk around with it up, like his chest out, but the second he goes to train people, his body like folds forward and does like a weird like intimidation, like he's timid by everybody kind of a thing. So you can literally watch him walk around and act like he's badass, and then the second he gets into a position where he is in charge, he cowards. Like,
really?
You literally can watch his shoulders turn. He, like, doesn't. It's just, it's the funniest thing.
That's interesting.
So.
Very interesting.
Just, it's one of those, I like to be aware of it. I walk around with pretty decent posture, but I always try and correct it. Usually it's when I walk by a mirror, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably think about that.
Yeah. If you have really bad posture, I recommend setting, I'd get a little watch, set it for every like 20 minutes to beep. And then that little beep can be your reminder to check your posture. Or anytime you look at a clock could be a reminder. You know, like as long as you program it into your life, those little tricks can really work out for you. Tomorrow, we're going to go over proteins.
Protein!
What they are, how much, etc., etc.
All that fun stuff.
Yes. Should be a good time. And then next week, we are kicking it into high gear again. Remember to sign up for the newsletter by Monday. At, I think, probably noon, we'll send the email out. After that, the program will no longer be available. So
get over it.
Exactly.
You're going to be fat in the holidays because you don't have our thing.
Exactly. We really want you to not put on 80 pounds during the holidays. I think average weight gain over the next 2 months is anywhere between 15 and 20 pounds for a lot of people.
Which is really sad because a lot of people, I feel like, are aware of it.
No, most people are. Most people I have trained with will start January 1 or January 2, whatever the first Monday is. And they'll kick it into high gear, and they'll challenge themselves. That's refrigerator.
Yeah, it was really loud.
They'll challenge themselves for the first, you know, part of the year, and then keep going into the summer a little bit, and then they acknowledge that they knowingly go into the holidays, I'm going to get fat during the holidays. For me, I tend to lose weight during the holidays.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... Because I eat so well for the most part during the year, like parties and stuff like that, I get overwhelmed by all the sugar.
Yeah, my body shuts down.
Yeah, I don't, or sugar doesn't have the same effect on me as it does. Like last night, we were over at a friend's house, and he had a bowl of Halloween candy, and I was tired. Like 8 o'clock rolled around, and I could have fell asleep, and so I was trying to down some Snickers and stuff. It was having no effect on me. That's why I left early. I was like, I'm going to fall asleep driving home, so I need to leave.
Right.
Because all the candy I was eating was doing nothing to my system right off the bat to keep me up.
Yeah, you lose the effect of it. And honestly, like, I had two little things of it, and I started feeling gross. Like, it's just like, it has a quicker effect on you. So if you start eating well now and before the holidays really hit, you'll be better prepared for those events. All right, you gonna close this out, T?
Today is Thursday.
Yes.
I am going to close you out with this. Dandelion ducks.
Ooh, delicious. Have a great week. Peace out.